Welcome back as we're joined now by the new head coach of the Warren County Pioneers boys basketball program, head coach Danny Fish. Coach Fish, first of all, congratulations on the new position, stepping down from DeKalb County softball and girls basketball and getting back into it in boys basketball. I just want to start off, how did this all go down? I know you stepped away from softball, looked like you were going to focus on the girls basketball program, but now you're in the boys basketball program and at a different school. So just kind of take me through the process of how this all worked out for you.
You know, I called up here to, Anthony Lippi and I are good friends, the Warren County women's coach. And we had actually, spoke and we started chit-chatting a little bit about the job up here. And he actually thought it might be a good idea if I applied. I'd tried to switch over to men a couple of different times. I've always kind of wanted to be on the men's side, but sometimes you get marked as just a female coach, and that's just where I was at. And I thought about it, and then sent my resume off. They called me a couple of days later, and got an interview, and did pretty well on the interview, and the rest is kind of history. I mean, they came back to me, and there was a couple of things that I needed them to secure for me. I'm from DeKalb and I've been there for 10 years and, had quite a bit of success there. So it was going to have to be, pretty lucrative for me to leave in different ways, not just monetarily, but, they came back with a plan, and, I liked what I saw, and, I accepted the position on Saturday morning.
Coach, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is obviously you're a busy guy. You coached two sports in the past, and now you kind of wanted to take a step back and have a chance to be with your kids a little bit. And it sounds like you're going to be able to coach one of your sons now. Is that one of the big reasons why you wanted this job as well?
Well, not necessarily, but I mean, I do love my son. It's going to be different coaching him, but not really different for me. Just different for everybody else seeing me coaching, because I've been coaching him since he was old enough to walk and talk. We've played baseball and I've coached him in basketball, and that's definitely an advantage. But at the same time, it's a 4A school. We had our tryouts today. There were 60 kids that came and tried out. So, he's definitely going to, be pushed a little bit harder up here by better players and more athletes. And, up here we're going to have, more players to work with. And I hope that, my system and my scheme, works, for the guys here. I know that I've been known in my career as a relationship builder. And, that's what I look forward to doing here, is just really, establishing the culture that I want within the locker room and want within the office, setting up our system in place and, just growing our relationships with these young men, because it's just a game. We want to make sure that when they leave this program that they're, good fathers and good husbands and, good community members and citizens. And we want to make sure that they, that they're ready to take on the world. So that's our goals here. Notice that we didn't talk about wins and losses. I think that if we can win in the locker room and win with people, then, those things will happen on the floor.
Coach, you mentioned about the 60 kids that came out for tryouts today, and obviously you're already kind of getting thrown into the thick of things with them. What excites you most about this group of kids? And obviously probably still some decisions to be made on who's going to make that final roster, but at the initial look, what excites you most?
Well, I mean, just the overwhelming number of players that came out today. I mean, in the past they've ran a full varsity, a full JV, and a full freshman, and we'll be able to do that this year. I'm still in the process of hiring assistants. I'm able to have three assistants, so that's more help than I've had at any of the places I've been, including college. We're deliberating, actually right now over that list. I'm just excited for the opportunity, and I really like some things that we're going to be able to do. I know that we have a predominantly upperclassman roster coming back. We'll probably have about six or seven seniors on this team, so leadership and people that's been in the fight before, that's not going to be new to them. Only thing that's going to be new is there's just going to be a different captain at the head of the ship. But I really like what I saw today. The boys came out and they really worked hard, and they were open to and trusting of things that we were trying to show them and trying to do, and they just fell right into place, and I did too. And I think that we had a chance to be a pretty good team. We'll see, though. There's a long way till November, and there's just certainly a long way to February. We're just going to try to get better each and every day. But right now, we're just trying to learn each other. I mean, I don't really know everybody's name yet. I had to make them wear name tags today just to figure them out, So, but we're coming back in. We'll be practicing tomorrow. We'll be practicing Saturday. And then, we're going to jump right into our summer schedule, which will be up at Monterey on Monday and Tuesday, and that'll be we'll see what they got on the floor that day. And we got a couple other dates planned throughout the summer, and really this next 3 weeks before dead period is going to be that time where we learn about each other and learn to trust each other and really kind of see what we got for one another. That way we can hit that dead period, and then when we come back, kind of build on that.
Coach, you mentioned you get a chance to fill three assistant positions. Do you have anybody in mind, or have you filled maybe one or two of those spots already?
I interviewed someone yesterday, and I think that I have one locked up, that coaches here at the high school. We've not, really locked up any of those per se, but, I've had two interviews. I felt pretty good about both of them. We're still searching for one more. Todd Wilmore is our AD here, and he's done a great job here at Warren, and he's helped me out a lot since I've been here the past couple of days, and we're hoping to secure that next person and, secure the other two. And if we can do that, I feel like, our boys will be able to get, quality mentorship from those guys, and I'm just, like I said, just looking forward to the opportunity and looking forward to, creating an environment to where these boys can thrive.
Lastly, Coach, you mentioned how you're from DeKalb County. You've coached there for quite some time. Is there anything you'd like to say to past players and the people of DeKalb County?
I love them. A lot of them have reached out over the past couple of days. And, I met with the girls' basketball team Tuesday morning before I came up here and started my job. I love everybody from DeKalb. They've been very, they've had my back, since day one, since 1978. That's when I was born. I'm born and bred in, Smithville and DeKalb County. I'll always have the black and gold underneath this red and blue. And, I just love them, and I appreciate everything they've done for me over the years. We didn't come into this decision lightly. But it was just one of those things on my coaching bucket list that I had the opportunity to do, and I did it. It had nothing to do with wanting to leave or anything like that. It was just me and my personal goals. This will be my 21st year coaching, so I just wanted to try something new, and this is a different chapter of the life and book of Coach Danny Fish, people in DeKalb know how I feel about DeKalb, and they know that, that I love them. And, we did some great things together where I was there, between basketball and softball, and those will always be etched in the history of DeKalb County. But at the same time, I'm trying to, set some more history in a different place. And, I'm always a phone call or a text message away from my former players, and they know that, and those are the relationships that I've built over the time that I've been there. And they're all going to leave me eventually, via graduation, but our relationship stays as strong as ever, and that won't ever change.
That's the new head coach for the Warren County Pioneers boys basketball program, Danny Fish, right here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, we appreciate the time. I look forward to talking to you come basketball time.
Yes, sir. Can't wait.